Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
Figuratively and literatively.
I wonder how many of those I can get in my mouth at once.
At the club, I don't know.
You guys get off somewhat on time.
Hell no.
So it's like a sweet potato pie, except without the crust.
Why is it called sweet potato poo?
Because that's what my mother told us it was.
And what mommy says, that's what it's called.
And so there
that's
you
what
have
it's called.
What?
No.
Forgot about the old sweet potato poon drop.
Sweet potato poon.
That's fantastic.
Speaking of that, we were having the discussion on cash-only places, and we forgot about the number one cash-only place.
Strip clubs. Yeah. Well, it feels like if you need cash for anything anymore, it's for something shady.
Yes.
Or halfway illegal.
Well, street drugs.
Yes.
Weed shops.
Are the weed shops cash only?
I think the weed shops, most of them are cash
because
only.
Because the banks won't
work
with
them? Yeah, the banks won't
deal
with them.
That's still a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so then that, and then gambling.
Gambling, and then
strippers.
Ladies of the evening.
Hookers.
Although I think a lot of them have, like, websites now and whatnot.
See, why wouldn't they have Venmo?
Yeah, I suppose. I think that's just a very cash-heavy industry. I think the adult industry in general, where's Will Darkins? He seems to know about these things. We need Will. But, yeah, I mean... But we posed the question, like, if you walked up to the, like, you go over to Mary's at the end here of the evening, and you rock up to the rail, and they've got, like, a little terminal there. You swipe your card, and then you just digitally, like, you digitally make it rain. Do you spend more or less?
More.
You're just making it digitally rain, and you go all willy-nilly?
Yeah, you're saying, like, give me the... format, like, what is it?
Okay, so at each stool or each chair, there's a little terminal.
Yeah,
right.
And you pay for your lap dance.
Yeah, so you swipe your card and then like opens a tab, and then
more.
There's like a little button.
Way more.
And you can like, you know, maybe it makes a little noise and you like ring it. You're like, I just tipped $5.
Way more, because first of all, it's like sort of, well, it's a $1 bill. Business, right?
Sure.
If you do it digitally, you like the dollar thing goes out the window, right? Like you could do it in $5 denominated. People don't be like, oh yeah, five, 10, 15, 20, as opposed to like you go in there. A lot of times, some guys will go in there. I would never know this from experience or anything, but
no.
If you go in there and you take out what you have in your wallet, let's say you have 70,
that's what you're going to spend.
That's what
right?
you're going to spend. Yeah. You're going to say, quick one.
Yeah.
Not going to go to the ATM.
Yeah, the ATM is where you get in trouble.
See, when you go to the ATM and you grab a couple $100 or whatever, yeah, guess what? You're probably spending that money.
You're right. If you go to the terminal, you eliminate the step of the ATM.
That's right.
It's right there.
That's right. The only limit is how much money you have in there.
I feel like the only reason dollar bills exist anymore, it's because of peeler joints. Like, no one... Like, it's annoying. Like, if you end up, like, let's say you make a couple, like, you got a couple 20s in your wallet, and then you make some purchases, and before you know it, you have, like, 11 ones in your like, billfold or whatever. It's, you hate it. I'll find reasons to get rid of dollar bills.
I love dollar bills.
Do you really?
I can't
stand them.
It's tips. It's like you always need, like I hate, there's nothing worse than having to break change.
Yes.
It sucks.
Yes.
So I like at all times, this is a little anal of me, but I like at all times to have each bill with me.
Sure.
I like big bills.
Yeah.
I'm a big bill guy, but I'm also certainly got to have 20s.
Yeah.
Tens, you know, you could do away with tens because 2 fives will work just fine. But fives and ones are essential.
For tips.
For tips and just things. You'd be surprised. Just start noticing how often you need
a
couple, $3 or whatever.
You got to admit, though, if you end up with more than 10 ones in your possession or right around there.
Love it.
Really?
Love it.
It gets a little bulky and then it's like, God, then you got to search through the ones when you're trying to find a better bill.
And I find a way to spend them. You know, I need them. I need them. I'll end up using them.
Well, you swing through Mary's.
That's right. They'll be gone in 10 seconds. They still do the jukebox in there. Did you?
I don't know.
Have you ever been in there?
I have. You know what?
You should swing down there.
100%. I have walked into Mary's twice on, like, I was somewhere else at night. And then you're walking by, like, to your car or whatever. And you're like, oh, I'll walk in. And it's been packed. Like, because it's a small place.
Very small.
It has been packed, jam-packed both times, and I've turned around and walked out.
It's iconic. I mean, it's a dump.
Yeah.
But it's iconic.
So just, like, I've been in
and
there.
You could probably score some pretty good drugs in there, too.
I've been in there twice for a grand total of 30 seconds, and it looked like an absolute dive. And I refused to stand around and wait for a seat. You turn around and
leave. Yeah. Mary's, I haven't been in, I mean, it's probably been 15 years. As far as you know, but one time I was in there, it was during the day, and I swear to God, I told you this before, but they hired the hottest stripper I've ever seen in Portland.
I know, and I don't believe it.
No, they did.
I just don't believe it.
She was just new to town.
And didn't understand.
And he's the guy that got his hooks in her first. I guarantee you she's in Vegas or somewhere really nice now, but at the time, and we were like, oh my God, this. And that was my first time in Mary's. I'm like, holy crap, this place is great. Yeah, no.
No.
So they used to be that they'd have that little, like, sort of jam box thing on the side of the stage.
I don't know.
You know how you put in the tape and you hit play? Like that type of thing?
Really?
There was one time, I think.
Paid for your own song.
Yeah, well, the jukebox was broken, I think. And so they had that. And she had to come around. This is a different time. But they come around and take money from you so that. Look, can I get some money? Gotta play some.
I need to play
songs
some,
for my
I need
set.
To play some Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's Mary's.
Nah, I can't say that I've ever had.
I mean, it's probably not just Mary's, but
yeah. I can't say that I've ever had the esteemed pleasure of being in Mary's.
Mary's is a unique place. Now, somebody texted the Better You Today text line and said that Chase ATMs have ones, fives, 20s, and 100s. Is that true?
That is true.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't bank with Chase. I don't have anything with Chase. And I would consider moving to Chase for that. It drives me crazy. I'm a Wells Fargo guy.
20s only?
Yeah, 20s or sometime. Well, I want 100s too, but they won't do 100s. They'll just do 20s or 50s.
Yeah.
But I would like to go smaller denominations too.
No, Chase.
Ideally, because if you want change, you got to go all the way into the bank or you got to go through the drive-thru and it takes forever. And then she asks you, oh, how's your day going? Shut up and give me my money.
Chase does offer, because I'm a Chase guy, you can get small bills.
Yeah. And then somebody else texted said, be thankful you don't live somewhere in Europe. All the ones are coins. True.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah, a lot of coins over there.
Yeah, the little gold euros.
And how fast do you want to see it? Now, those you want to get rid of.
Yes, because no one carries around coins. Unless you have Unless you have a coin purse. Is that going to become a thing? Well, fanny packs are coming back. You put your little coin purse in your fanny pack.
Yeah. All right. Oh, wow. Mike just told me to break. Are we done with this segment already?
I think we're done.
I feel like we just started.
Nah.
I've got more.
It got away from us.
Oh, it is 6:12. Show's going by real fast.
Yeah.
You know, look, I don't like these short shows. I need more time.
You need that extra hour?
I've got more content.
You need to talk more about Mary's and ones and twos?
But I have
got a Casa Diablo and hand out the twos?
My brother, I have not been in a strip club in a long time.
Well, you're morphing into old man. You go home and watch the Golf Channel.
I know.
You try with the salmon pants, but, you know.
Well, I don't even want to go in there anymore.
This is your chance. Go and take a left.
No. Like I said, I don't. It's like, oh, God. I mean, I really am old.
Rob goes.
Although there's a lot of old guys in there. So.
Rob goes through and yes. There
I mean,
is.
You know, it's not an old thing.
No, the strip club just, doesn't exist without old creepy guys.
I don't know what it is. I think it's like, hey, ladies, JB with the girls.
Yeah.
I think it's just maybe it's the low T thing.
Do we need to get you with Dr. Arkaki? I'm worried about you.
No, I was tested. I'm fine.
You're all right?
Yeah, but it's
you're just,
like...
You're just sliding.
I don't know. I'm just old.
You're just sliding
talking to your
random.
Doctor about your poop?
This is what happens when you get to be 43
yeah, you wear,
and then 45.
You wear salmon pants and you go home and watch golf.
And then 50 and then 55. And I'm perfectly okay with that. It's weird how much I've changed.
Embrace it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. What's next?
I've got animal news. And I've got a food question as well.
Ooh, I like food.
Yeah.
Now,
I got something that I saw on Twitter and made me think of this. There is something that is served at almost every restaurant, and I don't know why. I feel like it's a scam because I don't believe anyone really likes it, and yet it comes with a lot of meals, and yet it never gets eaten. I feel like it's a total sham.
Parsley?
No. No, it's an actual food. No one eats parsley. Right. Like, this is an actual food. And 99 times out of 100, I believe when it comes on the plate, think barbecue, it always comes. It never gets eaten.
The beans?
No, we'll talk about it.
All right. Okay, also, too, we know now how much the Bezos dong goods went for.
Yeah, the Inquirer.
Now, do you think it's high or do you think it's a little low?
I thought it was a little low, to be honest with you.
I thought so, too.
I would have held out for more.
That's coming up. It's the club.
And I have a very small one.
Our weight loss journey now at betterutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
All right. We're back. It's the club hour on a Friday. Things are getting wild here at the Independent.
Shots are going down. JB has moved into the house.
JB, man.
JB with the controversial windbreaker around the waist.
Yeah. JB's the
That's
man.
That's always a good look.
Let me tell you something. JB is a friend of mine. And he's an Oregon Duck guy. Yeah. Came down here to watch the Duck game, and he is fantastic. First of all, he's hilarious. He's got funny stories, but he is and he's a good drinker.
Yeah.
He putts side saddle.
What?
You can probably tell that by looking at him. He putts side saddle.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
he's got a bizarre Charles Barkley hitch in his golf swing, and he looks like middle-aged Republican guy.
He looks like Peter Griffin from Family Guy. is what he's got going
but
on.
But he's just fantastic. And I tell you what, he's always got a little something cooking. You know, there's something going on.
There's
and
a plot.
Right,
there's
yes,
a scheme.
Yes. And right now he's got two hots hanging on either of his shoulders. God, one of them threatened to flash us.
Yeah, you know what? You can't
JB's the man.
You can't just throw that out there, by the way. I mean, for heaven's sakes.
A lot of talk.
A lot of big talk right now with not a lot of action. It's ridiculous.
All right. Do we have food news?
Yeah, I got food news and then I've got a good animal story. Which one would you like?
I want food.
All right. Well, I saw this. This was trending on Twitter. What was that, Mike?
I said, don't we all?
Oh, yeah. So this was – yeah, Mike's bitter that he's back at the studio. I think Mike
days
feels,
like today would suck.
Yeah, Mike feels like he never gets to play in any reindeer games.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Like, well, by the time I do wander out there, everybody's gone. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, it's like if we do get flash, like Mike doesn't get, you know, it's.
Yeah, Mike gets nothing.
Yeah, he gets nothing. Yeah. But he's got, you know, he makes the giant salary. He's got the big house.
Yeah.
I mean, all
sacrifices.
is right in Mike's world. So I saw this trending on Twitter, and I found it fascinating because I did not think that this was a divisive food. I thought it was universally recognized as this weird thing that comes with a lot of meals but that no one eats. I do not know anyone that eats this, and yet it comes on a lot of dishes. Think barbecue.
Okay, not the beans.
Not the beans.
Not a big bean guy.
No.
Barbecue pickle?
Coleslaw.
Oh, the slaw.
The
Ooh,
slaw.
I love coleslaw.
You eat coleslaw?
Yeah.
On its own?
Yes.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm blown away by this.
You never touch
it's
the
delicious.
Slaw?
No, coleslaw, it's just mayonnaise and cabbage.
Yeah, it is.
Like, mixed together.
Well, some people do some fun slaws.
Like, I understand, like, if you've got slaw that sometimes goes on top of, like, a sandwich or something.
Ooh, yeah, that's
fine.
Great. Or put it on a hot dog or something, a loaded hot dog. That's good.
But whenever you get a plate and then it just comes with a cup of coleslaw.
By the way, time out. Yeah. Time out, please.
Yeah.
I can't get behind the coleslaw on the hot dog.
It's a thing that
I've never heard of that.
It's a thing that my mom used to make, where she would make these loaded hot dogs, where we would put some baked beans and some coleslaw on top of them, and it was delicious.
Yeah, I'm out. Anyway, go ahead.
Coleslaw, like, it always comes in like that weird cup.
Yeah.
And it's always like a little.
I don't know why it's a weird cup, but yes, they.
Well, it's like that weird plastic, like.
Why is that weird?
It's because it's
like, just to contain the. It's just the slaw.
It's just, why does it come in a cup? It's just
because
it
you don't want
cup.
The liquid to seep out everywhere when you put it on a plate.
I feel like it's just something that gets thrown out there. Like, here's some coleslaw. Or if there's ever a side, no one ever chooses coleslaw. It's like, hey, what are my choices? Like, you get some baked beans, you get some corn, you get some coleslaw.
Yeah, it's a
no
throw-in.
No one chooses the coleslaw.
Well, no one chooses it, but it's a throw-in.
I feel like
it just kind of come. It's just kind of well, it's just kind of there.
Can you go ahead and mark that, Mike?
No, I don't think I can mark that one.
Yeah, I'm kind of enjoying that. I feel
you're
like,
on an island on this.
Am I really?
Yes.
55305. Let me know.
Now here's the thing. Here's what you're gonna do. Time out.
No.
Here's what you're gonna do.
No, I'm interested.
You're gonna spin this, and you're gonna spin it. So what are we – let's define
the big Sook spin zone is about to happen.
No, yes. All
you're
going to
spin it.
I feel like there's a conspiracy amongst Big Cabbage that puts their product out there because it's everywhere, and I feel like 90% of coleslaw gets thrown away in the trash.
What are we asking? Are we asking, do you like coleslaw? Because, look, I get what you're saying. It's not my favorite, but I do eat it. It's just there, and so it's like, oh, just. And if it's not a good one, because some slaws aren't very good, some are better than others. If I always try the slaw, if it's a slaw that I don't really like, I'm like, just leave it. But generally, I finish the slaw.
Do you really?
And I think most people do.
I'm asking the question.
So what is the question?
When you order food, and coleslaw is included, because that's the only time anyone ever gets it. No one ever orders coleslaw. And this is, well, you know what? I want to take this a step further. Coleslaw is always included. Can we agree upon that? It's always an add-on.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I mean, I think some have it as a side.
For the most part,
That better be like a side that you can buy or add, but that better be like spiced up, like good stuff.
So I'm asking the question: would you, if you go out to eat, would you buy coleslaw? Yes or no?
Oh, okay. So the question is: would you pay for it?
Would you pay for it? Because I feel like coleslaw.
See, Sook, I think you're spin zoning the question because you realize that you're on an island.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If something's free, this is what I realize. People go crazy over those stupid, like, Wells Fargo free blazer t-shirts. If it's free, it's there. That does not equate whether you like it or not. Whether you like something is whether or not you're willing to pay for it. So I'm asking you, and it doesn't have to be a lot. If you're ordering a meal and the coleslaw is $2, $2, that is like the bare, like, $2. Who cares? $2
for
coleslaw.
Oh, so now you don't care about $2. I see.
Well, Mike does. Mike's like,
In your face.
Would you pay money for coleslaw? 5 5.
Me, I would not.
Yes,
I would,
or no?
I would not.
I don't think I would pay money for it. Or at least I would choose other sides over coleslaw.
Yes. It's the bastard of the sides, but it's usually free, which is, and so it's like.
And that's why I'm asking.
People eat it.
Why?
A lot of people.
Why is it there?
A lot of people are texting in. They love coleslaw.
Because it gives you a break of the flavor of the food you're eating. It's a nice little refresher.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm lukewarm on coleslaw, but
mayonnaise and cabbage.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
You're just eating mayonnaise and
but sometimes,
cabbage.
Sometimes it goes good when you have a little bit of that in your mouth and the barbecue at the same time, or the beans. And
can you go ahead and
please don't mark
Rob
it.
That one?
It's,
Rob's
it's perfect.
On a roll.
It's perfect together.
Really, it fascinates me. Cabbage and mayonnaise. I felt like if coleslaw went away tomorrow, right? They're like, hey, hate to tell you guys. No more coleslaw. There's a shortage of it. It's gone. Would anyone miss coleslaw?
And Rob, are we really going to overlook that Sook spun the questions and not be quite as egregious?
Well, I'm letting him get away with it because you knew it was going to happen. But at least I said let's define the question. And his question, I get where he's going on the question. It's just, I don't know.
Look,
most people eat the coleslaw.
A lot of people are liking the slaw, and I'm blown away. I don't think I've ever seen anyone eat it. Like,
well,
I whenever I'm out and like and I see it, I always look around. Like, you go to a barbecue restaurant, and you just look around, and it's just like a plate of empty coleslaw wherever you look. But apparently, look, I'm open to the idea I'm wrong.
Well,
and a lot of people are liking the slaw.
But the thing is, this isn't a right or wrong thing. It's just what you prefer. If you don't like slaw, you think slaw is strange, that's fine. Most people do like slaw, though. I mean, it's 85-15 against you.
Well, I mean, it is. There is definitely more pro slaw on here. than anti-slot. And quite frankly, I'm blown away by it, which is why I thought it was interesting on Twitter, because there was a whole thing going on Twitter where people were going back and forth, hotly debating coleslaw. And I was like, I just thought everyone hated coleslaw. No. But apparently people love coleslaw.
It's only you.
Wow.
Here's one, though, that says coleslaw sucks. I'm convinced it's there just to take up space on the plate so they don't have to give you more of what really counts on the plate.
Yes, I just feel like it's just there. Just takes
also,
up space.
A lot of slaw bros are in, and they are saying you are downplaying the art of the slaw. Like, a good slaw, it's not just mayonnaise and cabbage.
All right, you throw some carrots
in there as
well.
I don't know where you eat. I mean, no, there's some stuff.
There's some
pretty
fancy
good
slaws out there.
Yeah, Laurelhurst Market, I think, has a decent little slaw.
Cabbage and mayo are the base of it.
Some people put pineapple in their slaw.
Look, you can polish that turd all you want. At the end of the day, it's mayo and cabbage.
Look, it's not the number one item on the plate. It's not the number two item on the plate. But it's an item on the plate.
But
we usually dig in.
You're saying it's a valuable member of the plate?
I like it. I mean, it's...
It's
just slaw.
I feel like you are taking a very soft line stance on the slaw.
Well, it's not like my favorite, but I think you originally presented this as who eats the slaw, and what you're finding out is everyone eats the slaw.
Well, not everyone, but way more people than I thought.
Pretty much
almost
everyone.
You know what?
Nah, I'm telling you, next time you're out, next time you're at Laurelhurst, next time you're at a barbecue joint, I ask you to look around. I think there's a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, I love the slaw. But everywhere I go, I look around, and the slaw is empty.
Well,
so everyone's lying that they like slaw?
I need to ask the restaurateurs.
Yes, because I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, I don't like Rops. Like, I don't mind coleslaw. That doesn't mean he's eating it. I need to hear from
well,
I want to
well,
hear
he
from
just
the rest-
said if it was on the plate, he would eat it. What?
Yeah, I
wanna,
say usually try it.
I want to hear from the restaurant bros that are cleaning the plates, that are seeing it, how much slaw is actually being consumed versus how much slaw is wasted on the plate.
Now, have you ever had a good slaw? Apparently not.
Here's my thing. I have had like barbecue sandwiches or, you know, something like that, or Mike said like a hot dog or whatever, where I do feel like there are times that the slaw has been okay. It mixes well. But no, I have never eaten a slaw on its own with like a fork and been like, this is delicious. Ever.
Here's a text that says, Jason, in the interest of your physical safety, I feel compelled to warn you not to speak this way about coleslaw around the stars of the TV show Swamp People.
Ah, yes. The Gator folks.
Yeah, you're getting torched on this one. But
slaw number one landfill mulch. That's all. I feel like there's a lot of slaw thrown away. I feel like that's the number one food that is thrown away in the United States is coleslaw.
That'd be a good I'd like to know what that list is.
Yeah. The most discarded foods where you're like, yeah, no.
You know what it might be? It might be French fries. Because people don't finish their fries and it's on everything.
Well, what about potatoes? Like just in general. Don't you think
people
leave a lot of potatoes on the plate?
Yeah, but that's because for whatever reason now, we get an ungodly amount of fries and potatoes. Like, it's alarming, and that's, like, the worst possible thing you can eat, by the way. But if that's the other thing to notice. When you go to a restaurant and you order, like, the mashed potatoes, and you literally get, a platter of mashed potatoes, no one needs that much. But the fries and potatoes do get eaten. It's just that you can't eat all of them. I think the slaw just gets left there because people are like, they just poke at it and then move on.
Right, but wouldn't that make potatoes the most thrown out food?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they're eaten or not. It's like people leave them and they get tossed.
I still think it's coleslaw, but it's an interesting point about the potato.
I found an article on Business Insider. A third of the planet's food goes to waste, and I'm going to tell you next what we throw out most. I have it here.
I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, I have it here. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, we are back with just a few segments left. John is next.
Hot slaw talk, which I have been defeated, I admit it. But someone said that they... Because I asked for the restaurant bros. The guy said he works at a restaurant in Silverton. He said over half the time the slaw untouched.
Yeah, I think he's just one of your boys.
Look, I admit it. I was defeated on the coleslaw thing. A lot more slaw bros than I thought. There are some people that are saying stand firm. and they think the slob bros are crazy. But hey, the at least in this little world,
overwhelmingly,
yeah, denied. It's like three to four to one ish.
This case has been thrown out.
Yes,
of
it
court,
has.
Of the court,
and I understand.
And a lot of folks jiving with the KFC slaw. Which is interesting.
Really?
I haven't eaten at KFC in 20 years.
I don't even know where there is a KFC. we have a Popeyes down by me.
A third of the planet's food goes to waste.
Oh, yeah.
Here is what we throw out most. Number 5. Lentils, green peas, chickpeas, and seeds that make oil.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure.
22%. Number 4. Cereal, bread, and rice. That's probably from just, like, pantries.
Yeah.
You know, well, going stale.
I'm going to ask you this question. When's the last time you went through a loaf of bread?
We don't have bread because my wife is
keto
thing,
right?
And so I don't. Yeah, I don't.
Because we buy bread, and I don't eat a ton of it. I don't do keto, but I try to limit the whole carb
thing. You almost always throw it out?
Almost always. So I get it for the kids. Like, they make sandwiches and whatnot. So I always get bread, but I don't eat a whole lot of bread. And I'll bet you, on average, I throw away 25 to 40% of a loaf of bread that goes moldy.
Yeah. Yeah, you always see the little mold spots.
Yeah, and you're like, damn it. Throw it away.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't they make, like, do they make half loaves? Or, I mean, like, can you buy, like, smaller?
Well, like, Dave's Killer Bread, like, stuff like that, it's smaller. But even that,
I love Dave's Killer Bread.
Yeah, Dave's Killer Bread. I think he's kind of, isn't he, like, isn't he a criminal?
Well, he's an ex-con, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's you know, he's doing great. They just did a thing on him on the...
Yeah, I thought he got into some
water. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw he went back to jail, yeah.
Look,
they just did a ride-along with Tracy... What's-her-face on KGW?
I don't know. Tracy Barry?
They did it. I saw it. Tracy...
I don't want to speak out of turn. I just thought I remember hearing that Dave had gotten into
the text police will surely...
Yeah. Help. It's a delicious bread. And it comes in a small loaf, but I still feel like it ends up getting thrown away.
Okay, number 3, tuna, salmon, shrimp, and other seafood.
Yes, because you can't reheat.
That's right. Well, I mean.
You really can't. Like, I cooked a piece of salmon.
I eat leftover salmon.
I can't. I cooked a piece of salmon on the Traeger just later this week, or I guess earlier this week. And it was good. I didn't mind it, but we ended up with a good hunk of it left, and I know for a fact it's in the fridge. I will not eat that. I can't eat, like, warmed up fish.
Number 2, fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, same thing.
And then number 1, potatoes.
The potato.
Potatoes, beets, radishes, and carrots, 46.2%.
Mm. Yeah, and this goes back. And who doesn't like potatoes? But there's just.
Well, they just sit in the pantry.
Until they go south.
So Dave. Well, yeah, we're not.
Do we know if Dave?
No, we don't know. I thought the.
I don't want to speak ill of Dave. He makes a quality bread.
He's alive.
Yes.
Okay, he's alive.
And does he look like that?
And like the one on the bread.
Yeah, he's got like a mighty mullet, and he's like playing the guitar. He's like,
no.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, he looks. He's older now, and he looks just like a dad.
Dad.
But I saw an ad. On KGW, I didn't see the segment, but I saw a KGW ad for a ride-along. You know how they do, like, the carpool karaoke thing?
Sure.
KGW does a deal where one of the news anchors gets in the car and drives and then interviews somebody, I guess. I don't know. That's what the ad looked like.
Yeah.
And the person she was interviewing was Dave from Dave's Killer Bread. And that just recently ran, so I don't...
Mike, don't you remember... hearing something about this? I'm not crazy, right? Because Lynch said the same thing.
Yeah, I swear I heard that he was going back to jail for some reason, but I don't really remember what the context of it was.
He spent over 15 years in prison for multiple offenses, including drug distribution, burglary, armed robbery, and assault.
And then he came out and made...
He's 56.
And he made great bread.
Yeah, his name's Dave Dahl.
That's an institution here, and is that like... Is that only in the Northwest, or is that like a across the country? Because he's a local guy.
I don't know that it's big across the country, but I also don't know that.
So what
how's that for a company?
So what you're saying is
I don't know.
Oh, he sold the company.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Cashed out, bought some crack.
It is good for Dave.
How much?
$2.75.
$275 mil. Damn, I didn't know he was that rich.
July 2015, Flower Foods purchased the company for $275 million.
Oh, it says here he got $33 million at the sale.
Okay, and he is, and as of 2015, it was being sold in 11 Western states.
All right. All right, well, hopefully Dave's okay. He's not committing crimes.
Well, now I feel bad. I don't want to speak ill of Dave.
Well, look, he is a criminal. I mean, 15 years for multiple offenses. And
I understand, but if he's cleaned up, I don't want to be the one being like, hey.
Well, I mean,
like Sue Kerr, the Dave's Killer, you know, Dave from Dave's Killer's Bread is, you know, out there doing stuff. I just thought I read that somewhere.
How much slack does Dave get, quite frankly? He's been in jail like 18 times.
Well, he served his time, and he's out now, and he's making bread. Well, like don't you have to be able to forgive someone's past? Was it like violent crime?
It says here, okay, so he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and he was found guilty, except for insanity, on two counts of third-degree assault and one count of unlawful use of a weapon. And he was kept on conditional release until the board's supervision with requirements included bans on driving and visiting bars.
Huh.
It sounds like Dave's a mess.
Yeah, Dave's got some... Well, Dave's a rich mess,
though. Does make a fine bread.
He does. I like the 12 grain myself is my personal favorite of the Dave's Killer Breads.
Yeah, so here's somebody that said they saw the KGW bit. He's collecting African art.
What?
He's hooking up with Jody Allen. It's what rich people do.
They collect art?
They go
like
to
African art?
I don't know. That's what it said. That's what Rich tells us on the Better You Today text line. There's another one. Here's a confirmation. He collects African art now.
All right, well then, he stays out of trouble. And I guess someone said that my buddy just texted me and said that Dave's dad is Bob at Bob's Red Mill. So there's like...
No way.
Yeah.
That's true?
He said Dave's dad is Bob at Bob's Red Mill.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
My buddy Kevin just texted me.
Now, said, is that confirmed, or is buddy Kevin like your end-all to be-all there?
Well, why would someone text that if it wasn't true? I'm assuming... Well, I'm guessing Kevin's listening. So, Kevin, text me back and confirm
Dave,
for
I'm
me 100% sure if Dave and Bob are of the same lineage.
Kevin, I'm going to need... Yeah, see, I'm going to need confirmation of this.
So Bob makes, like, you know, he makes all kinds of natural stuff. He's got the whole organic store. Wouldn't that make sense that it kind of follows in the family line?
Yes. I mean... You know, we're on the right track here. I just need confirmation. I don't just go all willy-nilly on whatever Kevin says.
I will tell you that we all have, like, people in our phone that if they said something, you wouldn't 100%, like, go along with it. When Kevin tells me something, he's one of those guys for me that I feel pretty good about. Like, I probably should have fact-checked that before I threw it out there, but I feel pretty solid with my source that Dave and Bob are father-son. I don't think Kevin would steer me wrong. Plus, Kevin's like one of those local guys that knows everything about Oregon and the history of Oregon. He's connected in a lot of weird ways.
Yeah, I've got some reading to do at the break.
Now we've given you a chore.
I've got a story here that I think is going to confirm it, but yeah. I got to read through.
As noted newsman,
yes,
this is
what
you do.
I will get to the bottom
of this. Why I contribute news, and you then go ahead and fact check.
You're going to find out next if Kevin's right.
All right.
All right, but John as well, when we return, here on The Fan. Hey, White Russians.
Hey, look at that.
This Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk, live from the Independent Sports Bar and Grill on Southwest Broadway, is presented by Laurelwood Brewing and brought to you by Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, Encore Audio Video, and the Nike Hoop Summit. Big bad
John. Good luck. Okay. Hello? Are we on the air?
I think we're back.
John, hello?
Hello?
All hell has broken loose.
It really has.
Yeah.
Well, it's the last few minutes on a Friday, and you guys are at a bar.
Well, yes. We've been flashed.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It happened.
Got flashed. That's it. You know, we've been out and about for quite a few shows over the handful of years we've been together.
Yeah.
15 years or so. We've never gotten up tops, but we just did.
Yeah, it happened.
Well... Okay, I feel
what?
Like.
Go ahead. For it. No, go.
No, I was just gonna say I feel like a good a good flashing probably is one of those things that just doesn't happen as much as it used to. I think it's gone away with the times.
Yeah. It's a classic. Now, I guess I'll defer to... Yeah, I'm not going to defer to Kevin. I'm sorry. I do not believe that Bob Moore, the old owner of Bob's Red Mill,
yes,
is Dave Dahl's father.
Now,
I
can tell you that I texted Kevin.
I've been reading.
And Kevin is doubling down.
He's doubling down, okay.
And he is saying, I thought everyone knew that. He's claiming it's common knowledge. I'm going with my source.
Okay.
A guy on the text line says it's not true.
Yeah, I don't think that's true from what I've been reading here, although I can't get a straight answer. I just had to read a very long Oregon Live article.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm going with my guy. Okay. I'm sticking with Kevin.
Based on nothing but gut instinct, I'm going with it's not true.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Love you.
All right, see you guys.
Founder of Bob Mills. Let's see. Bob's Red Mill. It says longtime acquaintances. Okay, no, it's not true. Bob Moore founded Bob's Red Mill.
Yeah.
He is old. And it says Glenn Dahl is the owner of Nature Bake Bakery, which is across the street, I guess. And that's where Dave Dahl and, you know, Glenn is Dave's brother. It says right here Bob Moore and Glenn Dahl are acquaintances.
Oh.
Longtime
acquaintances. Take that, Kevin.
Freaking Kevin.
Look at Rob.
Kevin's out.
The breaking news.
All right, want to thank our sponsors for having us out here. Want to thank the Independent Sports Bar and Grill, Laurel Wood Brewery. Sorry.
There you go.
I keep going back to Laurelhurst Market.
No.
Laurel Wood Brewing, Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, Nike Hoop Summit. What else? Did I miss one?
I think you got
it. Please don't miss one.
Well,
I think that's it.
Sure.
And that gal's boobs. Yeah. I'd like to thank those,
Dave,
for coming out.
Yeah, you know what? That does deserve a thank you. It does.
All right,
well
thanks.
Played.
Thanks to Mike back in the studio. Everybody enjoy the tournament. We're back Monday, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.